Unit 10, Part 1, About Canada. Thank you for calling the Daily News Information Line on Canada. Canada is a huge country, in fact one of the largest in the world. Yet it has only 26 million people, which is less than half the population of the United Kingdom. It extends from the Great Lakes in the south to the majestic Rocky Mountains in the west and the bleak Arctic Islands in the far north. A third of the country is covered by forest, and there are also vast grasslands and countless lakes and rivers. There are great variations in climate. Winters are extremely cold, except in Vancouver, which has a milder climate owing to its location on the west coast. So take a heavy overcoat and a fur hat. Canadian summers are warm on the whole, especially inland, so you'll only need lightweight clothing. A quarter of all Canadians, mainly those living in the province of Quebec in the east, speak French as their first language. In addition, there are 500,000 American Indians, 1 million Germans, and smaller numbers of Italians, Ukrainians, and Inuit. Canada has 2 official languages, English and French, except in the province of Quebec, where French alone is the official language. You'll find English spoken virtually everywhere apart from Quebec, and if you plan to visit Quebec City, you'll definitely need a French phrasebook if you don't speak French. Eating out is a pleasure in Canada, and you'll find restaurants, coffee shops, and snack bars to suit every pocket. Menus offer a wide choice, with excellent seafood like Pacific salmon, lobsters, and clams. Meat dishes include moose steaks and beef steaks, and also a range of ethnic foods. For the sweet course, the specialty is waffles, a kind of thick pancake served with maple syrup. Beef is good, but foreign wines, even those from neighboring America, tend to be quite dear, and local wines are not particularly good. Canada has some of the world's most modern shopping centers. Clothes tend to be slightly expensive by European standards, but there are some bargains to be had. Good buys include moccasins, a kind of soft leather shoes made by Indians, woolen gloves and sweaters, wood carvings, leather goods, and maple syrup, of course. The unit of currency is the Canadian dollar. Banking hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday to Thursday, and till later on Fridays. Have a good trip, and thank you for calling the information line. 1. What population does Canada have? 2. By which of the following is one-third of Canada covered? 3. Which of the following is necessary in winters? 4. How many Canadians speak French as their first language? 5. Which group of the following people also live in Canada? 6. In which of the following provinces is French the only official language? 7. Which of the following can be included in seafood specialties in Canada? 8. Which of the following can be expensive in Canada? 9. Which of the following can not be regarded as a good buy in Canada?
Part 2. Street Life. Extract 1. In my particular group of cottages, the walls are only one brick thick, and one is aware of one's neighbors at various times of the day. In fact, this last week has been a very, very difficult with one particular group of neighbors, both of which are, one is well over 80, and one is coming up to 80, and they've been on at each other the whole, almost continually the whole week. They've been arguing. The fact that one is stone deaf means the other one is shrieking at the top of her voice, which... The other problem is that the neighbor opposite tends to be a little bit of a night bird, so that... And he can't live without music, which means that up to sometimes up to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, I can hear the bass of his stereo, which he insists is not to him very loud, but to me, it's just like a Chinese water torture. Extract 2. Almost every house in this lane has one, 2, 3, or more cats, and to be woken up at 4:30 in the morning with 2 cats fighting under one's bedroom window is not something I find pleasant.
Well, I find that cat owners have a sort of law unto themselves. It's perfectly all right for their cat to come into your garden, but if I let my little dog into someone's garden to poop and make messes all over the place, I think they'd go berserk, and quite honestly, I encourage my dog to chase cats in our garden because they really do cause a lot of damage.
Extract 3.
Well, I think they're really first buyers' cottages, or old people's cottages, and people on their own, yes, they're all sort of the same type of people.
Well, no, I don't agree. I don't agree wholly there, Helen. I mean, if you look at our particular group here, you've got Mrs. Lawson, she's in her 80s, and then you've got Tim, next door but one, who is a film director, and Robert, who is a Thatcher, with his Italian girlfriend. We're not really all the same. We're all independent, go-getting people, as opposed to sort of boring sort of 9-to-5 job type people.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose I agree with you there, as far as the 9-till-5, but I mean, there's a tremendous variety in ages, I think, in the lane, and I think probably the older people benefit this, in the fact that they are well looked after.
Extract 4. One of the good things about living in a close community is that there is no need to worry about locking your front door or your car doors when you go to the shops or you go to visit friends. It's like living in a shop window, completely. Everything is noticed. It's part of the thing to see who's in and out of the lane, so that if a stranger does come, everything is noticed. It's part of the thing to see who's in and out of the lane, so that if a stranger does come, everybody is on the notice, you know, to see what's happening, so that you can be quite safe about at the moment leaving the house. Extract 5. And then there was the time that I was woken up in the middle of the night by my next-door neighbor, whose ex-husband had arrived asking to see his daughter, and the fact that he was blind drunk didn't help. He refused to go away and was shouting very loudly, so the police was called by another neighbor, and they arrived about 2 o'clock. So you had the father shouting, the next-door neighbor opposite shouting at him, and the police arriving with blue lights flashing. Ah, yes, there's never a dull moment living in the lane.
Part 3. Spain's Hall.
Sir John, who lives in this house now?
I live in the house now. I am the 8th owner since 1760, with my staff, which consists of Mr. and Mrs. Naughton, my butler, and my housekeeper.
What are the duties of a butler?
To look after my clothes and receive people when they come to the house, tell them whether I'm here or not, or to generally befriend me, being a bachelor.
Has the Queen been there to the Spence Hall?
No, the Queen has never been here, but luckily for me, I've had Prince Charles here when he was a student at Trinity College, Cambridge, and I was asked to have him shoot, and he came. And we were astonished to find what a most charming young man he was, physically much stronger than we thought, a delightful man to have as a guest, an extremely good shot, and we were all very impressed.
When members of the royal family come here, how do you decide what they're going to eat?
We have to find out from where they live, from the staff there, what they usually like to eat, and so we tried to put on the same sort of thing. But it quite often didn't work, because when Princess Margaret came to luncheon, we offered her her sweet, and she said she didn't want it, which rather stumped us, and we had nothing much to offer in place of it. Actually, she said no, but can I have, please, some water?
Just some water?
Yes, believe it or not.
Are there any other rules you have to follow when royalty visits you?
Yes, you're not supposed to ask them questions. You must wait until they talk to you and you can reply to their questions.
Even somebody in your position?
Even somebody in my position, yes.
So, have you had any embarrassing moments when royalty's been here?
Well, I have actually, Bruce. When Prince Charles lunched here, he suddenly said to me, "Can I have my dog's dinner?" Well, I hadn't thought of this lovely Labrador called Flame, who lay at his feet in front of the fire while he was having lunch with me. We'd fixed up Prince Charles's lunch okay, but nothing for the dog. Of course, if I'd thought about it, I'd have had dog biscuits. But Honor was satisfied because there was a large shooting cake in front of me on our table, lunch table, and I cut a large piece off, gave it to Prince Charles, he gave it to the dog, and Honor was satisfied.
The dog liked your cake?
Yes, wolfed it.
Places I know. Extract 1. Pat.
Every year for the last few years, we visited our friends in a small, tiny, tiny little village in the middle of France, and they bought a cow shed, and it was literally a cow shed, with not fit to live in, and they have gradually made it better and renovated it, and it's in a beautiful position. It's on the top of a hill, and for miles around you can see this beautiful countryside, and I think only one other house. So you do need a car, and you take the car into the tiny little village, where there are about 4 or 5 shops, and a very nice restaurant where you can go and have a 5-course meal for very little money. And also near is a very big lake, because this place is in the Dordogne, and there are lots of lakes there, and we go there most afternoons and windsurf and sail. Also, there's a very nice market, French market, there once a week, where you got lovely plates, lovely fresh fish, really good fresh fish, and lovely bowls and baskets which the local people have made. I like this part of France very much, but I think it's a shame that there are too many English people there.
Extract 2. David. What kind of city is it?
It's a very modern city. I expected that Tokyo would be quite old, but there are very few parts of it which are old, in fact, at all, because it was firebombed during the Second World War by the Americans. There are one or two temples that survived that, but basically it's a city that's been built since 1945. A lot of it is low-rise, 1, 2, 3-story houses, because of the earthquakes danger, 'cause they get lots of earthquakes. Once you've mastered a little bit of Japanese, it's relatively easy to get around Tokyo because they've got an excellent subway system, and it's quick and easy to get around. The problem is, of course, that Tokyo is a city of 13, 14, 15 million people, and they all want to get around at exactly the same time. So, especially if you're traveling in the rush hours, 8 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock at night, it is a question in many of the big stations of being pushed onto the train. They pay students a bit of extra pocket money to do this. Right in the center of Tokyo is the Imperial Palace, and that's set in delightful gardens, but it's completely closed to the public, so nobody ever sees it. In the rest of Tokyo, There are 10, 12 public gardens, but they tend to get very filled up with people, especially during national holidays and what have you. Other than that, it's just street after street and block after block of very similar houses. As I say, one or two storied houses, which just go on and on for mile after mile, because Tokyo extends over, I don't know, hundreds of square miles. A massive city. Extract 3. Cindy.
I come from the northern United States, Rochester, Minnesota. It's a town of about 50,000 people, and it's a very clean town. It's an ordinary town, fairly wealthy, but it's a bit strange because there are a lot of transients, a lot of people who don't live there. It's the home of the Mayo Clinic, and so there are thousands and thousands of people who come every year. The other thing is there are also a lot of foreign residents. A lot of doctors and nurses are from other countries, and so it makes what could be a really dull Midwest town something special. The library is very good. Cultural events are much more interesting than the rest of Minnesota, and actually, it's not a bad place to grow up. On the other hand, I was dying to leave there, and all I could think of was getting away from the Midwest in the cold winters. You have about 6 months when it's almost too cold to go outside. A lot of the buildings are designed so that you can walk from one to the other underground. There's a big pedestrian subway system so you can avoid all this snow.
Part 5. Listening and Translation. A. Sentence Translation.
1. Police are to interview the residents of the village where the missing businessman, Samuel Johnson, lived. This will mean interviewing up to 4,000 people.
2. Let me introduce Mr. Peter Collins. He is the director of the finance department of this corporation.
3. Yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning on the North Highway, a lorry overturned with the driver seriously injured. It was 2 hours before the road was finally cleared.
4. As a result of corporate restructuring, which included reorganizing our affiliates and cutting more than 300 jobs, our earning power has improved.
5. Frankly, it really doesn't matter which city stages the Olympic Games or how magnificent the facilities are. The heart of every Games are the competitions.
B. Passage Translation.
1. Physical activity is for kids. Adults don't have time to hit a baseball or run around a field or to do aerobics and lift weights in the gym. They have to earn a living, raise families, and save money for retirement. They can leave exercise to their children. I firmly believe this until one morning when, late for work, I ran after a bus. My heart pounded, my lungs gasped, my head swam. Then, I realized I wouldn't be around to do my job, support my family, or enjoy retirement unless I got into the habit of doing something physical to maintain my health. Regular exercise can rejuvenate your body, refresh your mind, and broaden your interests.
2. I have been living as a foreigner in the U.S. since last August. The first thing I noticed was there was no unemployment. In fact, there is a shortage of workers for most types of jobs, particularly jobs for youths in department stores, fast food restaurants, and offices. Whether it's right or wrong, it's all to do with the minimum wage of just over $5 an hour, irrespective of age. If you are a good worker and the company wishes to keep your services, it gives you a title and increases your pay. It's up to the individual to make a go of it. I suggest our government take a leaf from the Americans' book on the attitude to work and wages. My 15-year-old daughter back home can't get a part-time job, let alone a full-time job. Her counterparts here are picking and choosing whatever jobs they want.